国防部证实，美国神盾级巡洋舰希洛号16号由南向北穿越台湾海峡，美中角力升温，美国军舰穿越台海似乎已成为常态。
Every right to do it. It's international water, and I think we'll continue to do it. But obviously, you know, when you get into that 80 nautical mile waterway, that adds some additional risk in terms of a miscalculation or accident. We take account for that, and we think we still need to do it.
美国军舰频频通过台海，被视为对大陆权威的挑战。刚卸任的前美国助理国防部长薛瑞福认为，未来四年大陆将持续对台施压，夺取邦交国，举行军演，甚至直接表明美中主要冲突来源就是台湾，建议台湾在国防上要做适当投资。
Arms sales and our security assistance to Taiwan, it is to create that environment that is conducive to cross-strait dialogue and give particularly Taipei the confidence that they can go to the negotiating table.
强调透过军售增强台湾实力，台湾面临战火威胁，被迫在美中两强之间选边站，成了夹心饼干。但我们对于战争真的准备好了吗？两岸军力差距日渐悬殊，国军军事改革却相对牛步，美中对立升温，台湾该如何避免成为大国角力下的炮灰，已成为越来越棘手的难题。记者张大勇、光军台北报道。